Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand,
remembering God's favor.
God's
favor. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
Like we've all been conditioned by calendars.
Greetings to our radio listening audience, and welcome again to our Sunday broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you this morning for joining us. As you see, we keep changing the time. Now that we have gone on to daylight savings time, we will begin our show at 12 o'clock instead of 1 o'clock for the convenience of that time. So during daylight savings time, we will be coming on at 12 o'clock unless there's further notice. And we have to continuously apologize because there has either been problems from the studio our problems on the phone, but we're not able to get on some Sundays. And last Sunday was one of those Sundays we weren't able to get on. It appeared to be in the studio that we weren't able to get on because I think I got on, but my host couldn't get on. So I'm waiting for him to call in this morning, but we will continue with the show. I hope that he will be lighting up soon on the switchboard. Until that time, you are listening to the ones of you who have called in, the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us. Today's broadcast will be, the subject will be, One Universal Order in the Universe. One Universal Order in the Universe. An interesting title, and I know you're excited to try to understand exactly where Imam Shahid Shabazz will be coming from or taking us with this beautiful discussion today. As you know, he's a very, very powerful speaker, and he comes with some profound information for us. So just sit back, relax. Now, my listening audience, if you are in the audience and you want to say something, have a comment or a question to ask, you have to push number one on your phone. Push the number one button, and we will see you, and we will answer you at that time. Answer the question or allow you to give a comment. We'd love for you to join us. That's what the show is all about. Your feedback is very important to us. It's important to us to bring in the best of show information to you, is what we do, and to a discussion to you. We can discuss what's going on, all the circumstances, the time we're living in, what's happening, and why, and what we feel might be a good solution to our problems. We want to come together as one unified effort and discuss how we feel like we individually can help make this world and the situations we're not in the world a better place for us all to live, and why we think these conditions are as they are today. Our discussion again, as I said, is one universal order in the universe. People of the world, think for a moment. See how creation works together. Should this not speak to our minds about our life in this world? There is one universal order working together all the time. This is why we have peace and harmony in the heavens and the earth. Our Creator is one. This is why we see this order and law in the universe. People, our Creator is unseen, but we see his works and his creation steadfastly and constantly working together and following the laws of the universe and the universal plan of our Creator. The human being who has been given an amount of freedom to be free will, free will can bring and has brought disruption in the law's way of order in the universe. That's why you see all the problems. That's why we saw the negativity, as we call it, or some may call it, that is going on. But we must take personal responsibility for our behavior. Allah, our Creator, created mankind out of the earth. As earthly creatures, we are animals. But there is a part of the human being that raises us above all animal life. In order to stop the killing and hatred among ourselves, we must understand our real life as to beings. As spiritual beings, we are God-like. And people, that is what our subject is about today. Us as spiritual beings. Most of us have become to think that we are only physical, because that is all we see. We refuse to see how we even, what causes us to move about and do the things that we do. It's not any physical part of us. It's not our hands. It's not our mouth or face. They are all being directed. They're all being instructed to from within us, from our spiritual beings, to do what they have to do in order to assist us in moving about in this earth and being able to be a people, able to move about to do things and to be productive on the earth. They get messages themselves, like we get messages that come all from the inside, within. In order for us to talk to us, the message comes to us first. And we learn that when you study about the human body, about how messages are sent to the nerves, how messages are sent to us and to our mind, to our joints, causes us to respond, react according to where the message is sent. This is how we know that we are able to do something. If you're trying to do something and the message is not received in this particular part of the body that we're using, the hands, let's say, then there is no movement. So people, we must understand that it's spiritual. And the message are from within. It's our spiritual being, our mental being. They're working together to help us to exist as functioning people on earth, as a people of movement, of creativity, of action. So, people, I'm going to halt for a minute here. If you just hold with me, I don't see Imam Shaheed coming on. I'm hoping I won't lose you while I try to speak. If I can call him, I will have to get off the air in order to do that. And so, therefore, I'm going to try to see if I can give him a call and get right back to you. One moment. Please let me try this. Pray that it works out where I can get back to you. All right, can you hear me? I am on Blog Talk Radio. I called Imam Shaheed Shabazz, so I hope that he will be and pray that he will be coming on. I asked him to call right in. I do see him now. Let me come on and see if he can hear me. Oh boy, she's gone back off again. I don't know what that is. We are trying to get Imam Shaheed Shabazz on the air with this beautiful, beautiful message that he has for us today. As I went to bring him on, they took him back off. I do see him coming back on, so please, audience, people, be patient with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, so you can hear me? You're on the air now, and so whoever is on the air listening, I've asked for their patience and let them know that you are coming on. So now you have a show. We now have Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum to you. Excuse me. I'm a little hoarse this morning. But I greet you all in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Means peace be unto you all. And this is Arabic, of course. And it means God's peace, the Creator's peace be upon you all. Thank you for coming on today, whoever is listening. First of all, I want to say that there is only one Creator. There is only one God. And I say that because the world that we're in today is a world full of idolatry. There's idols being worshipped as gods. Everything that God, Allah, created is being worshipped besides Allah. So first, before we get started, we want to clear up Allah, the Creator, from His creation. The Creator is not His creation. You should not worship the creation. You should worship the Creator of creation. And that is Allah. And Allah means all in all. And Allah also means the all. So He's everything, Allah. And in fact, not only to break it down beyond just human word, Allah is the only reality. Everything that we see, we may perceive it as being real. You may think it's real when you look in the mirror, but you're looking at an illusion. Everything created is an illusion, and everything created is a reflection of the Creator's words. He said, "Kun be," and this came into existence. He said, "Kun fayakun," be, and whatever He wanted created, He created simply through His words. He's all powerful. When He wants anything done, you don't have to do like a human being. You don't have to take something from creation to create. He takes something from nothing and create. No human being and no jinn, or evil spirit, can take nothing and bring something out of nothing. No jinn, no human. So, like I say, I just went over with that, and I went over with our Fatiha, the opening prayer. We'll try to be as short as we can, know the time, but I'm not going to rush. With Allah's name, the merciful, the benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer, the creator, a Lord of all the worlds, Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, the guardian and evolver of all creation. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, Allah, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Yes, so again, we greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Now, co-host, if you would go back over the title for me, because, like I said, the time kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I was thinking I forgot about the time being pushed forward or whatever, because I base time based on the moon and the sun, the natural laws of creation. But I still know I'm living in the material world, so I have to keep up with the time that man is set to, you know, from one point, you know, to another, seconds, minutes, and hours. So what were we talking about? What was the topic today for today?
One moment, Imam Shabazz. I will get with you in a minute. I'm a little dry in my throat, too, here. So I was trying to grab me something to clear my throat here. Our discussion today is one universal order in the universe.
Okay. Yes.
People of the
yes.
world. Think, yes, of that one. Yes.
Excuse me?
This one began with people of the world. Think for a moment. See how creation works together. Should this not speak to our minds about our life in this world? So that's how you began the discussion for today.
Okay, yes. I wanted to bring the people's attention to the fact that if they study creation, And if they started creation with faith and belief in the unseen, see, it's no good to study creation as a scientist or with academic knowledge if you don't have no faith and belief in the unseen. It's fruit, it's useless. Because creation has a creator. And what science trying to do is try to make you think that man can figure out how creation started. And there was no creator, but man, somehow he been working on it, and now he didn't figure out how creation started. And I was trying to play God. This ain't nothing new. You know, back during our prophet Abraham, the prophet, peace be upon him, may Allah special mercy be upon his friend. He called him his friend. Yeah, he did. His father, they was worshiping idols there thousands of years ago, 6,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, whatever, it doesn't matter. But there, I mean, ain't nothing new under the sun. But I tell you one thing, people, I share one thing with you. The only way the world got straightened out when it was like it is now, this world is totally corrupt. The majority of people in this world are totally oblivious, ignorant of their creator. And not because of Donald Trump, not because of nobody else, not because of even Satan. It's because they have a free will and they choose to believe in the things they see that looks good to the eye. These things are appealing to the eyes. Oh, look at that beautiful building. Look at that beautiful woman. Oh, she looks so good. He looks so good. He got all that money. Oh, look at all that money they got. So all of these things that we see, Allah, the Creator, say the things we call good. Like you got people got on my car. In fact, I've seen one guy I never forget years ago, Muslim in Baltimore, Maryland. I walked from East Baltimore to West Baltimore, get to the masjid where we worship. And when I got there, about time I got there, he didn't give me a ride there. He seemed to walk in, but it's okay. I don't hold nothing against nobody. But when we got there about the same time, and he had on the front of his license plate, "I love my Bible." And I say, brother, I question him. I say, you know, we supposed to love Almighty God a lot, right? He said, yes. I say, well, you got on the front of your car broadcasting to everybody, you love your Bible. So I say, wouldn't you think that would cause people to think that Islam is about loving material things rather than loving the Creator? He said, yes. And then he looked kind of stupid, and he said, you're right, brother, you're right. Well, I mean, you know, this is the idea that most people got in Islam, too. You know, they got this idea that, you know, my group is right, or I am right. So even in the word I, that's where idolatry comes from. Idolatry comes from I. So anytime you say I, you have already cut Allah out of your life and made yourself a god. And then after you make yourself a god, you begin to make other things false gods also with you. With you being the biggest god, the false god, the biggest false god. Because Allah said he's going to question all the things that people worship. On the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, he said he's going to ask them things. Did I tell these people to worship y'all along with me? And say all the things they worship going to denounce or disown them, say, no, we don't have no knowledge of what they are, of them worshiping us. So you're going to be left out there by yourself worshiping an idol. And Allah said, if you die and you leave this world and you worship His creation, any part of His creation, and you didn't give Him your complete worship and service as He created you, you are going to enter into the hellfire He has prepared for those who reject faith in Him. And you got two classes of people that reject faith in Allah. One is called Manafakun in Arabic, and one is called Kafirun. Manafakun in Arabic language, that is, it means hypocrite. Okay? And Kafirun, translated out of Arabic into English, means rejectors of faith. So you got two people, but they both are rejectors of faith. And so, you know, you look at the universe. Universe, in the word universe, you can hear what? Unity. Also in the word universe, you can hear verse. I've said this before, universe. So what is it saying? It's saying that in the unity, in the creation, there are verses. Verses means signs. There are ayahs of signs that point to the unity of the Creator. That's unity and verse. Verse means in scripture, ayat, or in the Bible, it means verse means like a chapter and a verse. So that's a verse. Universe. So the real university, that's why most people are crazy, because they ain't been properly educated. PhD. Proper human developments come from learning from the signs of your Creator in His universe. Becoming a student of the universe. How do you do that? You take your focus on what you see, the things you see, and you begin to focus on the things you can't see. Not the things, but you begin to focus on, subhanAllah, the thing, what you can't see. Take your focus off the things you see. And that's how you come in accord with the Creator. That's how you become in accord with all His creation. Because all His creation submits to His will. Therefore, all His creation work harmoniously, together. But people, since we have been blessed, and it's a blessing, but it's also a responsibility, with a limited amount of freedom of will. You think you can just keep going on playing false with religion, playing false with your life, indulging into all of this evil, indulging into all of this hypocrisy, playing with faith in Almighty God, trying to deceive your Creator and trying to deceive those that He's guiding to come to you to try to help guide you on the right path? You are wrong. Read the Quran. I was saying I wanted to read a little bit of the surah called Al-Baqarah in the Quran. Well, I wanted to just encourage all of you to read that, you Muslims, and all of you other people, but especially you Muslims, because you Muslims have been charged today to be the leaders in calling people back to the oneness in the worship of Almighty God, the oneness, the unity in the worship of Almighty God. The Jews had their chance, they blew it. The Christians had their chance, they blew it. Under Prophet Moses, under Prophet Esau, Jesus, or Musa, or Moses, they blew it. So Allah gave it to Prophet Muhammad for the Muslims. And we're the last ones to call the world back to the true worship of Almighty God Allah. His unity. That's what straightened out the crazy world during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad. He taught La ilaha illallah longer in his 23 years of teaching than he taught any other concept of about Almighty God Allah. And guess what? He wasn't the only one. Before Prophet Muhammad's time, there were other prophets and messengers. One prophet named Dawood or David, he killed this giant with one stone. A lot of people think it, you know, just literally, it ain't talking about no one stone like a rock. It was this city called Goliath, giant city like America of evil people, corrupt people. And it was only him and a few faithful servants of Allah. And they was blessed by Almighty Allah to be able to destroy that evil and wicked city with one stone. The one stone is in the Kaaba. That's the same stone. You know what that stone means? That stone means Ahad, one God. He was able to kill all of the evil in the world with what the concept of one God. So we want to destroy this evil. Stop blaming Donald Trump. Stop blaming other people. Start looking at yourself and see if your life is in harmony with the universal law, with the universal order. What is the universal law and order? It's good morality. Everything works for the good of the whole. All parts of creation, the sun and the moon, they don't collide together. They both just rotate. One works, and then they do a job. Then another one come out and do the job. And we need both. We need sunshine and rain to grow our food, don't we? So we have what's called duality in creation. Duality means things working differently, but for the good of the whole. We, Allah say, he created us different as nations and tribes that we might what? Get to know each other and work for the good of each other and not hate each other and not despise each other. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Ma'am Shaheen Shabab. Going on one universal order in the universe. Our listening audience for joining us and for our patience as we're trying to get it together, you know. Nothing is perfect except Allah. So at times we're going to have problems. And this is to try us with patience. Patience with one another, and to persevere and see us through whatever it is that we're doing to its completed end. And that's the success of what we're doing. So, people, we want to join you for thank you for your patience and for joining us today. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. As I explained earlier, because of daylight savings time, we again changed our time, so this is normal and natural, too. We don't just have and consistently do one thing one way. You have to learn to be flexible and to accept change, because that's what life is all about, continuously changing. Those of you in the audience who are listening and would like to join us in the discussion, we would love to have you. Push the number one button on your phone. And your number should show up in the studio. And when it shows up in the studio, I will have you to come on and give a comment or ask questions. And just join us in the discussion. So today's discussion, of course, is again, one universal order in the universe. And people with us are part of this universe. We are one. From the earth. We come from the universe. This earth that we are engaged, but we came from. I was listening to a talk from Prophet Muhammad, and that was, brother, was profound because he was really blessed by Allah. Bring the message to us with understanding our purpose was here on earth and seeing our Creator. And he was letting us know that we are on the earth. We should engage earth and conceive of the order in the earth. In creation, there is unity in the earth. And basically, we let us realize, after the marriage, we are controlled most perfectly as not. And this is what Allah has chosen to bring back to you. Because he knew this would happen. This is a part of the plan for us to recognize that we are chosen to bring back the world to order. But we can't do that until we bring ourselves back to order and become united as one people. And then we work with the other, the rest of the universe order, uniting all of us together. And that's when we will have the beautiful creation that we want. Once we understand our purpose, our call, and our roles in life, and unite to do that. We're all given special gifts. No one person is, there is not just everybody being a teacher, everybody being a doctor, everybody being a singer, everybody being a football player. No, we're all given certain talents and skills. And we have to identify with ourselves to recognize these beautiful individual blessings that we give and share with one another. And that's what brings about the order. How we use the different skills, the different talents. And we bring together to share and help bring making for a better world for us, to help give us the needs that we need. We give those needs to one another. By the blessings that's bestowed on us, our gifts and talents and skills and knowledge that our Creator has blessed us with. And by using them for that purpose that we've given them. And now without any further discussion, we will give you Master Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum, thank you. I'm going to read now through the help, the grace of our Creator Allah from His book, His only true revelation on the planet Earth, the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is a book that is pure. And in the Holy Quran, there is no error because the Creator is perfect. He can make no mistake. And all the other scriptures He revealed, He allowed man, He entrusted man with those books. And the prophets, they upheld their trust. But the people who they came to the teach, they didn't uphold the trust. So the scriptures were corrupted in Jesus' time, Moses' time, all the way up to Prophet Muhammad's time, the last prophet for all mankind. So in this book, the Quran is not just for Muslims. This book, the Quran, is for all people of the world who are sincere in their faith in Almighty God, the Creator of the heavens and earth. I want to read from a surah called Al-Baqarah, the second surah in the Quran, the Holy Quran, and the longest surah. And I want to say that Allah has protected His truth in the Quran. And how have He protected it? How have He protected His truth? He said He has protected His truth because He said if your heart is not sincere, if your intention is not to please Him, and your heart is not sincere in your faith in Him, you can read the Quran, but He will not bless you to understand a single word of His guide. He will not guide you. He won't guide you. It's like a preacher said one time in Washington, D.C. I was working at this church as a custodian. He told a lot of them they was being baptized. He said, y'all going down a dry devil, and most of you, when you come up, you're coming up a wet devil. Okay? So what he was saying in essence is this, is that, you know, what makes you pure is not the outside. It's not when you go make your voodoo of your ablution, put water over your body. It's not when you clean your body. Allah said the best clothes is righteousness. He said, I give you clothes to cover your shame, the shame of your nakedness, of your body. But He said the best clothes is righteousness. So you got so many Muslims try to hide behind clothes and Christians and others, but especially Muslims, and hide behind their languages and all kinds of things, but you can't hide behind anything from Allah. This is what I want to say for all of you in religion, Muslims. You think you're getting away, but you ain't getting away with anything. You got to die, and you're going to answer to your Creator, everybody. This surah right here is called Al-Baqarah, okay? And in this surah, Almighty God, Allah say anybody, to have faith in Him, first of all, you must recognize that your faith is personal. It ain't between you, your husband, your children, your imam, your preacher, your rabbi, your president, your doctor. It ain't between you and nobody else. Everything in creation has unity in the universal law because what? Everything Allah created in its own way, it submits to the will of the Creator, and it never deviates. That's why you see harmony. Now think if everybody was submitting to the will of their Creator, we would have universal harmony all over the world, universal love all over the world. Why? Because Allah is love. And not only is Allah love, Allah is beautiful. Our Creator is beautiful. We look at His creation and we're part of it, and a lot of us call ourselves beautiful. We call the creation beautiful. But we ain't beautiful. Nor is the creation beautiful of Allah. But Allah, the Creator, is beautiful, and His creation reflects when it's in accord with His will, His beauty, His divine beauty. Yes, I do. Allah says, faith is not words. You got a lot of Muslims running around here and a lot of Christians and people in religion. They want to do a lot of talking. And for the most part, they're talking amongst themselves, trying to see, which one know the most, and competing against each other in terms of, repetitiously, in terms of who know the faith the best. And so much so that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said that in these days and times we're in, which a lot of people call the last days, and they are the last days of evil, good never ends. But this world going in, though. This world is not Allah's world. It's going in, too. But it says in this time we're in that most people wouldn't be lovers of their Creator. Allah, most people will be lovers of themselves. Now, this has come out of the Injil of Jesus, Prophet Isa. Now, to confirm that with what Prophet Muhammad said that Allah, the Creator, said, out of all the people He created, I think it's about 7 billion people now, it don't make no difference. You can't even count the people on the Day of Judgment. Prophet Muhammad said, out of all of the people on the gathered at the Day of Judgment, he said, after Allah judged them, their judgment is over, it's final. 999 out of 1,000 going into the hellfire, going to hell, and only one is coming to heaven. And then somebody told me the other day, and I thought about it, they said, and even the one that's going to heaven, it's going to be somebody that most of the people in religion always condemning, always putting down. That old wino, that old crazy brother Shaheed, I'm talking about myself, trying to be all sincere and trying to be all true to God, and he ain't going to have nothing in this world. He ain't going to be happy in this world right here. We're going to have both worlds. We're going to be happy here in this world. We're going to get all these material things. We're going to worship them. And then if it is a heaven on the other side, we're going to still have all the good on that side too. This is what this surah deals with, that Baqarah, you hypocrites in particular. You Muslim hypocrites in particular. That's why I want y'all to read it, so y'all will know what true faith is, because most of y'all, 999 out of 1,000 of all of you Muslims, you don't know Islam. You think you know, but what? Actions speak louder than words. Look at your actions. You're doing things that Allah say don't do in the Quran. Most of you Muslims. The only ones that's trying to obey Allah sincerely is the mu'minuns, the believers in the Quran. There's no surah in the Quran dedicated to the Muslim, but there is a surah dedicated to the mu'min and the mu'minun, the believer and the believers. And Allah tell you who they are. So it says here in Surah Al-Baqarah, I said that to say this. Allah said, if you have faith in Him, you must obey Him. And you must make your faith personal with Him. And you must realize a sense of personal responsibility when you praise Him. And you must realize that your prayer is not just because you pray in unity. You still must make your prayer personal, even when you're standing in the line with others, and you'll get more blessings. But still, He wants you to realize it's only your personal prayer and obedience that's going to save you. Not because you pray with the congregation. Not because you're with no big masjid, big church, with members counting heads. Allah ain't concerned about members, people. He's concerned about sincere people, people who have good intentions, godly intentions, and who want to live good moral lives. My moral life is a godly life. Prophet Muhammad said righteousness is good morality. And Almighty God Allah is all righteous. So if you want to be like Almighty God Allah, you strive what? You strive to be righteous. In fact, Allah got an ayat in the Quran that speaks to the topic we got. He's in the same surah. He says, our people who are doers of good, who love to do good to please God and try to make the world better for all of us to live. He said, wherever you are, strive. Wherever you are in a race towards all this good. And he said, wherever you are, wherever you are, he will bring you together. See ya? So we are brought together in the unity of God, like the creation, for we what? Submit to his power. Sincerely submit to his will. Sincerely. Stop the plan. Stop the self-deception. Because actions don't lie. Okay, Allah say his message is a message that is sure to those who seek his divine light, guidance. God in light. But Allah said those who reject faith in him, the hypocrites and the kafirs, reject the faith, he said they are spiritually blind. He said their hearts are sealed. They can't receive Allah's truth, though they hear it and speak it. They don't understand what they are hearing and speaking because their life contradicts what they're speaking and saying and doing. Allah said, woe to the hypocrites, self-deceived and deceiving others. He said, with mockery on their lips, mean they go around making mockery of Islam. That's what you got most of these Muslims doing, going around making mockery of Islam. And not so much just in words, but in their conduct. Out there doing all these immoral things with the ungodly people and just saying to them, we can do this, get down with y'all, and then, you know, when it's time for us to get with them true Muslims, you know, we get with them too. And Allah say mischief in their hearts and fear. They're always in fear. And I know some hypocrites too, Muslim hypocrites, and they're always talking about fear. They're all so scared. Allah say they're scared because they know they're in the wrong. They know they're playing with Allah. Allah said the fertilizing rain that brings, Allah say they're mischief makers, the hypocrites. He said in their hearts is fear. They always got fear in their hearts. That's why they won't go out and do da'wah. They got fear in their heart. They fear to go out and face these unbelievers. They fear they're going to kill them because they don't fear Allah. They fear our people. They don't have no faith in Allah. They don't believe in the unseen. Allah say the clouds that bring fertilizing rain to others only bring to the hypocrites deafening thunder peals. And lightning flashes blinding to their eyes. Yes. Now we'll read this particular ayat about 4 and then 4 or 5, and we'll continue the program because it's going to be based in Quran a whole lot for you Muslims today because the world is holding back the world from being changed and from Allah issuing the world back into the righteous world he created. It's the Muslim. And Allah say this, and if you want to argue with somebody Muslim, argue with Allah. Because I wouldn't waste my time arguing with you. I got too much work to do to obey Allah and work on myself, make sure I keep my will in accord with the will of Allah. Allah says of the Quran, he said, this is my book. This is the book. In my book, it's guidance, sure without doubt. To those who what? Who fear Allah, fear to disobey Almighty God Allah, fear to go against His will, who believe in what? The unseen, are steadfast in prayer. That don't mean praying 5 times a day. That means praying all day, all the time. Prayer is not rituals. Allah says not righteousness of praying, turning your face towards the east or west. No, it's in the same surah. Read that, Muslims, about what Allah say righteousness is. And I guarantee you, you won't see it. He say, whichever way you turn to worship him, there's his presence. So even if you don't know the direction of the Kaaba, the direction we pray in, you pray, prayer is not physical. Allah say you can pray laying down on your side, sitting down, standing. Prayer is remembrance of Allah in your conduct. Remember that Allah sees you even though you don't see him. Huh? and worship him as if though you see him and though you know you don't see him. No, he truly sees you, and he's recording everything you do. And know that he knows the secrets in your heart. Yes, yeah, so Allah said to the hypocrites, to those, I don't already spoke of you, but he's talking about the believers now. He said the believers are those who believe in this book, the Quran. And he said his book, Quran, there's guidance for any human being without doubt, true guidance from their creator. To those, but you got to fear to do wrong. You got to believe in the unseen, not what you see. You got to be steadfast in remembering your Lord and praising and thanking him. Like he said, which of the favors of God, Allah, will you deny people? All the favors he have on us, all the wrong we do. He said if he was to destroy all of us, beginning with myself, for all the wrong we deserve, he wouldn't leave none of us on the earth, and all of us would go to hell. We wouldn't even have a chance to go come back to heaven to him. So you see, we got a creator that's often forgiven, most merciful, but don't take his mercy for granted. He say sin can reach a stage upon where the doors of forgiveness are closed. Most people didn't reach that point. Allah say in this book, Quran, it's guidance for those who fear him, believe in unseen, are steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what Allah has provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to Prophet Muhammad and the revelation sent before his time to all the other prophets and messengers, beginning with Adam, the first prophet, down to the last prophet, Muhammad. And he said, in their hearts, listen to this, in the true believer's heart, he said, they have the assurance of the upper. He said, they are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is these who will prosper. Meaning what? That we don't take it, no joke. If you truly believe in the hereafter, I was talking to brother the other day, and me and him both agreed. I said, you know, most Muslims don't even want to hear about death. They don't want you to talk about death. Most people don't want to talk about death. All they want to talk about is this material world and act like this is life and this is all there is. And we had a saying back in the past, everybody wants to go to heaven, nobody wants to die. Most Muslims, most Christians, most Jews, most people act like this world is the eternal world of Almighty God Allah. They don't want to talk about death. Allah said the smartest person, your creator, Allah, said the smartest person is the one who remembers death the most, and the wisest person is the one who is best ready or prepared for death. And even when we was coming up as children, I'm 61, they still had a lot of Islam in their Islamic memory, huh? In their Islamic DNA, none of our people, and they taught us a lot of Islam. They taught us a lot of things I'm saying out of the Quran right now. They said the road to God, Allah, is a road that you run across a weary traveler every now and again. But say the road that leads to destruction is overcrowded. And so it's just like making it hard, the road to destruction. I know we might be close to the end, but I have to get this out right here. So with that said, I will say this here, and I will conclude. Almighty God, Allah said righteousness comes from a secure faith. It comes from a secure, no doubt, a secure devotion to Allah and from unselfish service to humankind. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience. We again want to remind you that you are listening to, for those of you who came in late, the radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we come to you every Sunday now at 12 o'clock during daylight savings time. Much thank you for joining us, but we want you not to just join and engage come in. Excuse me, I have a little dryness in my throat today. That makes me cough. But yes, Imam Shabazz, we should go on because my throat is dry and itchy.
Well, go ahead on and help you out, sister. Go ahead on and get yourself together. People, I would like to say to you, Muslims, This is something I want to share with you all, Muslims first. I ain't dealing with no other people, Christian, Jew. I'm just dealing strictly with you Muslims. You see, listen, Muslims, Allah say he sent the angels, his angels of destruction, to bring destruction on people who earn destruction through their evil, wicked ways. Wicked deeds. Allah don't bring it on them, they bring it on themselves. But he got angels to carry out it, that their own destruction that they bring on themselves, like the world is doing today. So he said that he sent the angels to a particular city in the past. And he said, this goes for all times. And he said, he asked the angels, is there any Muslims there in that city before I destroy it? I don't want to destroy none of my servants. Though Allah is all knowing, this is not for Allah, this is for us to obtain some understanding. So we'll know, Muslims, where you stand right now today with Allah, most of you. And it ain't no good position either. Allah say he asked the angels, have this anybody, just one person in that city, moral conduct got better? Have they gotten better in their morals just by the example of the Muslim family? So the angel said, Allah, no. The town has gotten much more wicked since the Muslims been there. So you know what Allah told the angels of destruction? Said, when you go back to destroy that Muslims, that city, wicked city, start with the Muslim family first, destroy them first. Get them on out the way because they knew the truth. And the other people, they didn't want to know the truth, no way. But the Muslims, since they didn't warn them and at least give them, warn them, like I'm missing them to do, they ought to be destroyed first. Do you know it's more Muslims being destroyed now than ever? Out in Houston or Texas or somewhere, a brother called me the other day and was telling me how the Caucasians was attacking the masjid and saying the Muslims coming over here taking all their wealth and taking this and that from them, from the government and all this and that. And I guess he thought I was going to get angry with Donald Trump and the government and all. If he did, he was absolutely incorrect. I didn't. The one that he needed to look at and know why what's happening to them is happening to them is the Muslims. Prophet Muhammad himself, prayers and peace be upon him, said, in this time we was in the last days of Allah's allowing evil to exist in this part of his creation, he said most of the Muslims would go astray. And he said most of the Muslims would be like the bubbles after a flood. I'm from the south, you know, I'm old southern boy. And I've seen a lot of floods after rain. You should just look at them. They amaze me. Man, there were so many bubbles, you couldn't count them. And then I would try to count them. One bubble, I had to stop. Oh, so many bubbles, you couldn't count them. But the thing about it is, there was a bubble. And then in the twinkling of an eye, they were gone. The bubbles was gone, just like they had never existed. And he said, that's how most Muslims are in the world today. They are great in numbers. I don't know, more than they ever have, about 3 billion. But he say, in terms of having anything on, not anything, but having in the spiritual substance on the inside, having in the God conscious, fear of Allah, having in the godliness on the inside, he said most of them are godless. They empty in terms of good morality, good. He said they are walking jinns. They're walking evil spirit jinn people. And they're spreading evil in the world, just like the other people who are spreading evil. Most of the Muslims are spreading evil, and they are more accountable for the evil in the world and the worst condition, the bad conditions in the world, these killings and all of this, than any other people in the world. Allah say for you Muslims who are cowards, most of you are cowards. You might not like me, and guess what? I don't care if you don't like me. I'm trying to please Allah. He's the one got the heaven to put me in. You ain't got no heaven to put me in. You don't take care of me and don't do nothing for me. Allah do that. But Allah say, you Muslims, he said, most of you don't like fighting. He said, but fighting is good for you, even though you dislike it. And he said, even though you dislike fighting, he said, that's bad for you. He said, he know and you know not. What is he talking about? What is Allah talking about, Muslim? Most of you don't know because you don't want to know. He's talking about, first of all, fighting against your law-based carnal desires. Fighting against your own base, low, immoral, carnal desires. If you don't fight yourself, your own carnal desires, your carnal desires will put you in the fire. See, that ain't, I'm not just trying to rhyme like Muhammad Ali. Your carnal desires, if not controlled, will put you into the fire of the temptation of this world. That's what Allah calls it, a fire of temptation. And ultimately, when you die and you are resurrected, it will take you to the eternal fire and in the hereafter, in the eternal hellfire. Allah said we can't be true in faith to in Him, Allah, until we learn self-mastery, self-control. And if you fear only Allah, you won't fear going out there standing up for Allah. You won't fear pain. You won't fear suffering. You won't fear poverty. Allah says Satan, the enemy of all humankind, threatens us with poverty and bids us to conduct that's ungodly. And I fell a victim to that too. He got me too. That goes for all of us. But Allah says He promises you, if you just obey Me and strive to live a good life, I'll take care of you. I own everything. I'm just testing you with Satan. And Allah says He tests us with evil and good. And Allah said, if you're going to be true in faith in Him, Muslims, Christians, Jews, whoever you are, it's for all of y'all. He says, it's going to be some loss. You're going to lose people in your life. They're going, and you see that. They're going to be dying fast. He said, you're going to lose money. You're going to lose these cars you worship. You're going to lose your own physical body. You're going to be dying, cancer, whatever. But He said, give glad news to those who, when they're going through the afflictions of this world, that He put us in to go through afflictions and suffering and hardship. He said, give glad news to those who, when they go through these things, say, to Allah we belong, and to Allah is our return. As-salamu alaykum. Wa alaykum
as-salam. You are listening to people. The Sunday broadcast of the man, Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Now hit that number one button if you have anything you want to say, any comment, any question to ask. Hit the number one button so that you will show up in the studio. We need you all to join us. We are grateful that you are here listening to us. Appreciate your support. Imam Shaheed Shabazz works hard to bring to you the truth and the reality of the time that we are living in, and how we are, what we are to be doing to fulfill our obligation to Allah and to the creation that He has placed us in. We all have an obligation to keep this creation in the best of condition, to keep the good, bring out the good in it, not allow the evil and wrong, the germs that we have to take over, because we are not doing our part. We are sleeping on our job, allowing this world to be in the corruption, destruction that is here because of our lack of duty, our lack of concern. And as long as we are not concerned with interests, we don't come together, we don't speak out, we don't fight back. Allah says fighting is good for us, whether we understand or not. We have to defend ourselves and defend the wrong and evil that comes about. But if we allow it to grow and take over, that's what it's going to do. And going to destroy everything of good. Because that's its purpose. The positive and the negative is what it's all about. And people, instead of complaining about what's going on and what's happening, get out and join those who are trying to make a change. To bring about the better life. The life that Allah has given to us to bring about on this earth. He has given us everything we need. Everything we need. To make this life like heaven on earth. He said, in the end, there would be heaven on earth. the earth will be like heaven is, like Genesis. It will be from us coming together, waking up, doing his will, getting sick and tired of all this evilness, destruction of life, bringing about otherness instead of goodness to the earth, tossing the earth, destroying the earth. What are we doing besides complaining? What are we as individuals doing? How can we help? We ask ourselves these questions, then we start searching and looking about and trying to find the answer. And the Lord will bring it to you and show you your purpose and help us think about the way of life that He has planned for you to live on earth. This is not His plan. You know it. You can see it. So what's the hang up? People, let's get it together. Look at what the messengers, look at what they did, these unlearned messengers. They did not engage into all this worldly knowledge. They only engaged into the knowledge that was given to them through their Creator. They were illiterate, so-called people, according to this worldly knowledge. The prophets and messengers that you stood up and praised today, and Jesus that you praised, they did not have this worldly knowledge. They had the knowledge of Allah, the Creator, the spiritual knowledge. And they engage. Look at what they did. See how you're praising them today. What are you doing with yours? Prophet Muhammad. Look at all the earth that he covered in the time that he was here and the work that he did. Helping to build empires, beautiful foundations, never built before, with the most modern services never had before on earth. This is all about, brought about from the Prophet Muhammad, going around the world, over the world, teaching Islam, spreading the way of life, that Allah has planned his plan, his blueprint for life. That's what made the beautiful earth we have today, and the beautiful building and foundation that we're talking about. Where did they come from? How did they begin? These prophets did not have all this schooling and knowledge of the world. No, they got their knowledge and direction from the Creator. By meditating, committing, listening to Him, listening from within. Everything comes from within, not from without. It comes from within, and then we bring it from about without. We can see it with what we do. And if that's the good we're bringing from within us, we're going to see the good. If that's the evil, we're going to see the evil. So, people, it's up to us to change the world, to bring about better conditions. Unifying, united, reaching each other, bringing each other up, helping each other to discover what we can do to make this world better. Not downing each other, talking about each other, sneering at each other, and shaming each other. This is not going to help make conditions better. It's going to make it worse for all of us, even you. By you downing your brother, you're downing and shaming your own self. You have to understand this. Lift him up. Help him. Show him how to use the abilities that are given to him. Show him how to produce in the earth, too. And show him how to share like you are sharing. This is how it's been about the good in earth, the good in life. Imam Shaheed Shabazz is struggling hard. He brings this beautiful message to you each Sunday. He's doing his work. He's investing. Aware expressing herself in profound way to you, for you to understand, to see and to know with no excuse who your Creator is, who you are, what your purpose is. So that's assist him, help him in this work. And now I bring to you again, if I don't see any guests today, join up, I bring to you Imam Shaheed Shabazz. We have about 20 minutes here. I'm sorry, we have about 15 minutes to go, and we pray that you are enjoying the time that you're spending with us today. Those who are listening, we pray that you are enjoying the show. Now we bring to you again Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. I just wanted to say, as I was listening at you, my thoughts, my spirit, because there's no time with the spirit of Allah in this world. He took me back 1,400 years ago, and he showed me how he raised up one man to change the whole world when the world was like it is now, Prophet Muhammad. And so much so, as the sister was saying, the world was uncivilized. The world today is uncivilized. But you know what brought civilization back into the whole world, all over the planet? One man's influence. One man's influence. So it don't take a world of people to change the world. It takes one individual. Because the one changing the world is not the individual person. It's the individual person who's submitting to the power of Allah, and Allah have all power. Allah is the one bringing about the change. Allah say, whether we Muslim, Christian, Jews, or anybody in any religion, whether you obey him or not, he's still going to change. He's not going to. He still is changing this world. And ain't nothing you can do about it. See, the power, the will of Allah going to be done. There's a saying that when I was coming up, they said, it's Quran too. Oh, yes, they say the heavens and the earth will pass away before the word of Allah will fail. So don't you understand what that means, people? If you don't, that means that you're going to die before what Allah say fail. In other words, this word ain't going to fail. You're going to fail. And everything in creation going to fail. But Allah, the creator, he can never fail. He can never fail, people. Perfect. Allah says to all of you all out there who playing with faith and who disbelieve in him, he said, and think that you ain't going to meet him at the day of judgment for the resurrection judgment. Huh? He said, look out in the heavens. See if you're seeing the flaws. He said, look a second time. And he said, your vision will come back to you dull and discomforted in a state worn out. I mean, you don't wear yourself out looking at the creation of Allah trying to find any imperfection and the flaws. The flaws ain't in his creation. The flaws is in you, the person, the human being. We all are full of flaws. But you know what? If you sincerely submit your will to the will of your creator, Allah. Allah said he, listen at this here. This is so beautiful. All praise is due to Allah for anybody. Allah say if you intend a bad deed, and for whatever reason you think about it, and you say, no, I'm not going to do this. He said he will reward you as if though you did a full good deed. Think about that. Why won't you don't want to worship a God who loved you in spite of you not even loving yourself, in spite of you bringing destruction on yourself? He don't let a lot of that destruction destroy. He holds it back and gives you an opportunity to see your faults, to learn from your mistakes and correct yourself. And as far as the children going around killing in all these schools, that's been going on about 20 years straight now. It is not the children's fault. It is the adults' fault. Most of the adults, Muslim, Christian, Jews, have forgotten God. All they into is their own personal selfish fetishes, all false and ungodly desires. Got a lot of them talking about, I don't want to marry. And then you got a lot of marriage is sacred, playing with marriage. I'm going to marry him, then I'm going to stay with him a few days, and then I'm going to put him down, or I'm going to put her down, and then I'm going to marry me somebody. Playing with sacred institution of marriage. Playing with your sacred rights that your creator, Allah, has given to you. Don't you know you're going to answer for that? I fear Allah. Everything that I ever done wrong in my life, I ask Allah, our creator, to forgive me for 24/7. I never stop repenting. My heart is always in repentance. And Almighty God, Allah say, we should be in a race, strive to a race towards all that's good in the Quran. On the other hand, he said, we should strive as though we're in a race in repentance and asking for forgiveness. See, It's easy to talk faith, but a law say faith is not just mere lip profession. A law say sincere faith for anybody. Sincere faith is striving in his cause and obeying his will. What is his will? His will is good. So when you strive in the cause of the law, what cause are you striving in? You're striving in the cause of goodness. A law says it's only going to be a few people that he's going to use to turn this world around. And he said, these are the people who we got to rise up from among all of, not just Muslim, but rise up from among all the bad people, wherever we are, to separate yourself from them. And you do good. Don't worry about them. The power is with Allah. You ain't got to be with a whole lot of numbers to think that they got some power because they got a lot of money and material things. Them things ain't nothing but good and chattels or deception. Something to destroy them, and they don't even know it. Building these big masjids like that's going to get them into heaven, and they ain't got nobody coming in the masjid to teach them the faith. Just standing there competing with each other to see who know more Arabic and who can look more like African American, look more like an Arab or somebody that ain't of their race because they hate themselves. Most black people hate themselves. I want to get that in there too. They hate themselves because they still are suffering from the lingering carryover effects of slave mentality. Slavery taught us to hate ourselves, just the black Americans. In my conclusion, taught us to hate ourselves. When they first brought us here over 500 years ago, they brought about 100 million. But before they got us here to the shores of America and Virginia and all around this place, it wasn't but about 20 million of us because most had died jumping off in the ships, our people, four times. They didn't want to come and be put in our bondage like this. And after coming here in America and being raised up here and studying our history, you can understand why we suffered the worstest slavery of any people in the history that have been under slavery, oppressive government. This government right here, oh, man, it's unthinkable horrors that they have did to us and unthinkable horrors they're doing us right now, but they got it, they're doing it in a subliminal way. But those who have true faith, we can see it. Because we got the word of Almighty God Allah. He knows everything. He knows the seen and the unseen. That's why Allah said when you obey him, you don't have to fear either hurting you, seen or unseen. He will protect you. And he said even if you make a mistake and get into evil, long as you sincerely repent of that evil and strive and do your best to stay away from it, he will forgive you as though you never did the evil. Want to say to you Muslims too, again, read Surah to Al-Baqarah, and one sister shared with me, and I believe it. It's powerful. It's the whole Quran compacted. Even a child can understand, and it's letting you know directly what the Allah is talking about in one surah, so that you won't say, well, I ain't had time to read the whole Quran this year. I ain't had time to read the whole Quran, no Ramadan. Well, read Surah to Al-Baqarah three times, and it's like reading the whole Quran. Everything, or not everything, but all Allah's truth in the Quran is compacted in Surah to Al-Baqarah. Take it from somebody that know and who lives Quran. A lady by the name of Aisha, wife of the last Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, she said somebody hadn't seen Prophet Muhammad, but they had heard of all the good the man had did, was doing all over. And she told them, she said, well, this book I have, Quran, in my hand, this is his life. He's a walking Quran. And here again, out of all the influential people in the world today, right now, today, what is today's date? You know today's date. Right now, today, in the 21st century, you got all of the scholars, the so-called best minds in the world, Jews, Christians, all of them from any race. They will tell you right now, at the top of the list of the people who have influenced the world more than anybody else in the world in a way to bring the world back to righteous and civilized thinking and back to progressive human growth and spiritual and moral development is Prophet Muhammad. He's at the top. Now, you say you want to be like Prophet Muhammad, do that right there. Can you do that? And then my conclusion, for you Muslims and everybody else listening, Almighty God Allah say, if you guarantee him two things, and it ain't easy. That's why 999 people going to hell after Allah's judgment and one going to heaven. And look, I ain't excluding that. I can be in that number two going to hell because this ain't either what I'm about to say. Almighty God Allah say, if we guarantee him two beings, he will guarantee us paradise, that we will go straight to heaven after we die physically. He said, we guarantee him we will control what's between our legs, our private part, and guarantee him we will control our tongue, he will guarantee you paradise. That is, he's saying to you, don't speak no evil out of your tongue. If you don't have nothing good to say about somebody, don't say anything. You'll be saved. And your private part, as far as that, he's saying, you know, keep yourself pure and clean. He said he loved those who keep themselves pure and clean morally, huh? And no, he loved those who restrain themselves. And he loved those who keep themselves pure and clean. And ain't no way you can be fornicating, committing adultery, lying all the time, and committing all of these sins. You know they sin. You do what you want to do, and then lying on the law. And the law say, in my conclusion, all you Muslim hypocrites, especially hypocrites in general, he say you're going to pay for living a lie and falsifying his name and out here doing wrong in his name. He said, you're going to pay for that. And he said, all the people that you mislead by that conduct, he said, on the day of judgment, he's going to take all of their bad sinful deeds on their record and put on your record and take all your good deeds off your record and put on their record, and that's why 999 of you going to hell. So be careful, Muslims. Be careful, Jews. Be careful, Christians. Stop talking about Donald Trump and the government. You best start talking about religious people, because it was religious people that changed this world. It wasn't no governments. It wasn't political power. It was godly power.
One minute.
This 1 minute, I would like to say there is no God but Allah, the creator, the sustainer, the Lord of all the worlds. There's none worthy of our worship except Allah, our creator. To him we come from, people, and to him we shall soon return. We ask him to let this be a wake-up message to your soul and your mind and heart, so you will stop taking time for granted, because once time is gone, it's not coming back to give you another chance to get it right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So I hear about our God to thank you, Imam Shahid Shabbat. Universe. Join us again next Sunday, same time, for another evening. Imam Shahid Shabbat.